This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Keep your pastures guessing by grazing them at different times each year. SDSU Extension Range Specialist Krista Ehlert explains, changing the dates of grazing gives desirable plants a better chance to fully recover, set seed, and deepen their root systems.
Plants are opportunists. So if you keep grazing the same grass, let's say Kentucky bluegrass or Western wheatgrass, every May 15th, right at the boot stage, eventually it's going to stop putting energy into regrowth and it's going to start putting it into survival.
Predictable grazing also gives problematic species a guaranteed window to establish and spread. Ehlert advises shifting grazing dates by at least 2 weeks, going earlier or later than the use period the previous year. Varying stock density and duration is also helpful to pasture productivity, as is rest. Ehlert urges ranchers to consider giving every pasture in the rotation at least one season of substantial rest every 2 to 3 years. That means little to no grazing. The rest replenishes root reserves, develops soil armor to suppress weeds and retain moisture, while restoring soil biology. Ehlert encourages grazers to keep their pastures guessing. Cattle don't care what pasture they are in, but the grasses care enormously.
Give those plant communities what they need, which is rest, varied pressure, and, you know, the occasional chance to act and serve as the wild prairies from way back when the bison roamed.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.